Okay, here with Coach Stevenson. You're coaching Leos and the Stars, basically?
Yes, correct.
So generally, how you feel about camp so far?
Well, I'm kind of encouraged about camp going into the season. You know, we got 2 weeks to go before we play for real. But I feel like we've got a couple guys at Leo that can play for us, you know, with Bates and Woods. And, you know, they've been around here for a couple years, both kind of playing a new position with the Leo because they've been really kind of hand-on-the-ground guys playing in. And this position requires you to be up and moving and out in space and yet still be in there and part of a four down and playing the run and rushing the passer too. So,
and I see you got the two freshmen at Leo, the two freshman ends. I guess,
yeah.
Do you guys balance that between strong side end and Leo? Like, you know, maybe I'm grooming this guy here, but he's eventually going to end up over there. Or how do you approach that?
Yeah, that could happen because you got a guy like Paul James that, you know, he's 253 and he's not getting any smaller.
Right.
You know, he's only going to get bigger from here. And you know, the question is going to be, can he be athletic enough and continue to get bigger and still play on 2 feet versus putting a hand on the ground.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's yet to be determined. But, you know, DJ Smoot, I think, has got the athleticism to do it. You know, he came in here 233, he's 243 now. So, you know, how big's he going to get?
Yeah.
But you're always looking for those bigger hybrid athletes.
Yeah.
You know, when I coached a guy like Sean Merriman, he was an inside linebacker in high school.
Yeah.
And we developed him into stand-up Leo, hybrid 4-3, him and DeMarcus Ware, kind of outside guys, right?
Yeah.
He ends up being a first-round pick after 3 years.
Right.
But he could do all those things. But it took him a while to put it all together, too.
Sure.
As a freshman, he just played in roles.
Right.
You know, and maybe one of these freshmen can earn a role like that, too.
You know,
one of the stars on the other side,
right.
You know, a kid, you know, named James Crawford might have a chance to do that for us.
Right. I was going to ask you that next. I've seen him run. I mean, I know you got the injury with Finney, but but I've seen him running out there. And well, let's first talk to Svitina. Like, do you think he can handle Star or, you know?
He's got to. but with Finney down, you know, obviously we moved Svitina over there because he's an experienced guy. You know, we got a little depth at inside where, you know, hey, let's get our best guys on the field, most experienced guys on the field. And, you know, Mike can play in space decent. You know, he's learning what he's got to do out there because it's a little new. He's been in the box.
Yeah.
You know, now he's out there in space. You know, we can't put him in situations that aren't ideal for him. You know, man coverage on a number two receiver if too much if we can help it. And
sure.
But, you know, in the zone package, the blitz package, he's picked that up very well already.
Yeah.
You know, because he's smart. You know, smart guys are fun to coach.
Yeah.
You know, because it makes it a little easier for me when you got to catch them up on stuff that they missed. But he's been around, so he knows some of the calls. Just got to learn a few of the new coverages and blitz tracks and all those kinds of
things. Crawford's picking up pretty well, you think?
Oh, man. You know, for a freshman, really excited about Crawford just because he's got athleticism. He can play in space.
Uh-huh.
He's got quickness. He's got coverage, I think, and, you know, pressure blitz kind of ability.
And he played for a great high school program, which always prepares a kid maybe to be a little more ready for –
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. You know, he's been in a Florida school and, you know, Aquinas, I believe. And, you know, so he's been around some good ball. And, and you know, the transition's been easier for him. He understands. He learns a little faster than guys that haven't had spring practice and so forth. But I like him. Now, he had a classic freshman first scrimmage, so, you know, it wasn't his best day. You know, he can improve a lot. But with the first line on everything, run, pass, blitz, whatever, he struggled a little bit. But it's a freshman first scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be better.
That's great.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, Grimes.